Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, a South Texas community partner for generations. Christus Spahn is proud to be a part of your life, caring for families and providing quality medical care to all. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, the Dr. and Mrs. Hugh A. Kennedy Foundation, and the Koch Foundation, supporting the Catholic Church and its ministries across South Texas.
Live from Corpus Christi, Texas, welcome to the Cathedral Sunday Mass, where the gospel is proclaimed and our spirit refreshed by the real presence of the living God. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you. Good morning, my sisters and brothers, and today we celebrate God, the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the true God, three persons in one God. We also will admit into the candidacy of the journey toward priesthood three of our brothers who are in the seminary and are continuing their studies. So we will introduce them as they are called forth after the homily to be installed as candidates for the priesthood. Our other seminarians are here with us today, so we are very grateful to God for the 13 men now we have studying for the priesthood. But let us take a moment and acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. Lord Jesus, you came to gather the nations into the peace of God's kingdom. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you come in word and sacrament to strengthen us in holiness. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you will come again in glory with salvation for your people. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Let us pray. God our Father, who by sending into the world the word of truth and the spirit of sanctification, made known to the human race your wondrous mystery, grant us, we pray, that in professing the true faith, we may acknowledge the Trinity of eternal glory and adore your unity, powerful in majesty, through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the book of Deuteronomy. Moses said to the people, "Ask now of the days of old, before your time, ever since God created man upon the earth, asked from one end of the sky to the other. Did anything so great ever happen before? Was it ever heard of? Did a people ever hear the voice of God speaking from the midst of fire as you did and live? Or did any God venture to go and take a nation for himself from the midst of another nation by testings, by signs and wonders, by war, with strong hand and outstretched arm, and by great terrors, all of which the Lord your God did for you in Egypt before your very eyes? This is why you must know and fix in your heart that the Lord is God in the heavens above and on earth below, and that there is no other. You must keep the statutes and commandments that I enjoin on you today, that you and your children after you may prosper, and that you may have a long life on the land which the Lord your God is giving you forever. The word of the Lord.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, those who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. For you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you received a spirit of adoption, through whom we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. If only we suffer with him, so that we may also be glorified with him. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you,
Lord. The 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain which Jesus had ordered them. When they saw him, they worshiped, but they doubted. Then Jesus approached and said to them, "All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am always with you always until the end of the age." The Gospel of the Lord.
Thank you.
God is dead. This is a proclamation by some philosophers over the last centuries, many writers. And perhaps if we look around at our society, it would be easy to say God is dead. There have been battles over God. Who is God? What do we believe about God? The church has been divided in pieces over who is God. But at this point in time, sisters and brothers, we have an opportunity to relook at, to understand through faith and through the gift of God's grace, who is God. And so this Sunday is a wonderful time for us, each one of us, simple in our faith as we all are, to say God is alive. And God is three persons in one God. Anyone who understands that, please leave, because none of us understand that, can grasp that, but we believe it. There is that medieval story which many of you know. I remember hearing it in elementary school, of St. Augustine, who was the great writer on the Holy Trinity, who one day was walking along the seashore as he was contemplating the mystery of God as three persons in one, and he came across a little child on the edge of the shore. And the little child had either a little spoon or a seashell, depending what artist you look at, who was digging a hole. And St. Augustine stopped in his wonderful contemplation, and he said, "What are you doing?" And he said, "I'm putting the ocean in this hole." And Augustine said, "That's impossible." And the young man stood up and said, "So is it impossible for you to understand the mystery of God?" And as Augustine walked away and turned back, the little boy was gone. Now, true or false, that story, but it certainly is the point that each one of us needs to hear for ourselves. We cannot figure out God. God is mystery. But what we can understand, what we can look at, is what has been revealed to us. God has created us. He's created our world. He has created everything. Just go to the book of Genesis. We know that. God the Father. He also has loved us so much that he has sent his Son, the second person of the Trinity, to reveal his love, not just by word, but by action. And that's why the crucifix above us, around our necks, in our homes, is so important to us. That is the ultimate revelation, the sign, the symbol, but the reality of God's love. And St. John writes that he loved his own and he loved them to the end. And then Jesus, as he finished on earth his redemptive work of showing God's mercy to every human being, said, "I will send you another, the Spirit, the Paraclete, who will remind you of all that I have taught you and will teach you." And that is the Spirit that is given to us. And so in the final mandate of Jesus in the Gospel of Matthew today, in chapter 28 that we have just read, "Go into the whole world and baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit." There have been many heresies through the centuries about God. One of them is modality, that God the Father did his work, he finished his work and retired. And so then he sent his Son to do his work for 33 years. Then he retired. And then he sent the Spirit, as if God has finished part of his work, and so he just retired. But sisters and brothers, what we can embrace is the nature of God, that God in the inside is a community of persons, Father, Son, and Spirit. That's what we believe. Three people, three persons, one nature. That's the mystery. But that God is a communion of persons who love one another. Love meaning sacrifice, emptying of self to receive the other. This ongoing communication between them. And the bond of that love, the fruit of that love, is the Spirit that you and I participate in. To be able to experience the Spirit reminding us of what Jesus said and teaching us to do it. And so where does that leave us today? Amidst a world that says there is no God, or at least ignores God at best, just turns their back and ignores that God even exists. What we can do is understand the true meaning of relationship. That God is love. That's St. John's ultimate definition in the first letter of John. That God is love. It's a dynamic relationship. And so for us, to look at the gospel, to live the words of Jesus with the power of the Spirit helping us, reminding us in every situation to live out what Jesus has told us, we discover the beauty of God's love in us, but asking us as His disciples to love one another. To love one another. So we can live God, not just understand, but to live as God lives, to live in that communion, to build up community, to build up mutual love in the family, first and foremost, in our parish communities, in our world, eventually. But let's not give up and say God doesn't exist, or that I understand a certain aspect of God and that's my God. None of us can understand. But we can live as God lives through the gospel of Jesus Christ. I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday, and we share every weekend how we've lived. And I said to him, you know, I've come to understand, especially during this Pentecost season, in talking about the role of the Spirit in our lives, I said, I've come to understand a very powerful thing for me anyway, and that is, I need enemies. An enemy is a gift. Because an enemy, what we would call an enemy, pulls something out of each one of us that might be in reserve. Because Jesus said to love your enemies. And if you only love those who love you, what good is that? Anybody can do that. But someone who opposes me, someone who doesn't like me or you, I'm just talking about myself, but you, and we all have, even your closest friend can be an enemy for an hour if they oppose something you want to do. But when we're looking at what is love, it means pulling out of myself, going away from myself, and entering into the other person. And that is the beauty of the dynamic of God. Now, God is not enemy within Himself. But it shows the power of love. God is love. And it means the Father does not reserve everything for Himself, but He gives Himself to the Son. And the Son, Jesus, does the same to the Father. And that energy, if you could call it that, is the Holy Spirit, which is given to you and to me to guide us through this life so that we can reflect God in our own lives. God is not an idea. God is not a textbook. God is a living being, three persons, in one God. It is mystery. It pulls our brain apart if we try to only understand it here. But if we try with every neighbor to be there for them, to listen to them, to talk to them, to deny myself something for them, time, whatever, we begin to see that love is that energy inside of each one of us. And so today we thank God for revealing Himself as three persons and yet one God. And that He give us the grace and the power to live that same life that He lives in Himself. To my brothers who are preparing for the priesthood, this is the mystery that you must hold close to yourself in your prayer life, in your studies, to contemplate, but above all, to live among yourselves. I've asked you as seminarians to build a communion of life among yourselves so that you can both witness to unity and find the strength and the power to bring that love that is God in you and among you to your brothers and sisters whom you serve. Let us not write off love as some kind of a Hollywood experience. Love is the power of God. It is God Himself. And so for those who are now to be brought into the candidacy of the church in preparation for ordination. My dear brothers, Javier, Thomas, and Javier, you have already begun your formation, and through this formation, you learn each day to live according to the gospel and to be strengthened in faith, hope, and charity. By practicing these virtues, you will grow in a spirit of prayer and in zeal to win all mankind to Christ. Compelled by the love of Christ and strengthened by the inner working of the Holy Spirit, you have arrived at this moment when you are to express openly your desire to be bound in holy orders for the service of God and all mankind. This desire we receive with joy. From this day on, you must cultivate more fully your vocation, using especially those means that can be offered to you as help and support by the church community entrusted with the task of your formation. On the part of all of us, trusting in the Lord, we will assist you with our love and our prayers. Therefore, when you are called by name, please come forward and declare your intention before the church that is assembled here in our cathedral.
Let those who are to be admitted to candidacy for holy orders come forward. Thomas Edward Swartz. Javier Palacios, Jr. Javier James Ebertowski.
My dear sons and brothers, Javier, Thomas, and Javier, the pastors and teachers of the church in charge of your formation and others who have spoken, who know you, have given me a favorable account of you, and we are fully confident in their testimony. And so in response to God's call, I ask you, do you resolve to complete your preparation so that in due time, through the holy orders, you will be prepared to assume ministry within the church. Do you resolve to prepare yourself in mind and spirit to give faithful service to Christ the Lord and his body, the church? Javier, Thomas, and Javier, the church accepts your resolve with joy. May God, who has begun the good work in you, bring it to fulfillment.
Amen. Amen.
My sisters and brothers, let's congratulate them as they continue their journey of work. Now, if you will join with our community here in the cathedral to profess your faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. My dear brothers and sisters, let us now humbly pray to our Lord and God that in his kindness he may pour out the grace of his blessing on Javier, Thomas, and Javier, his servants, who desire to devote themselves to the ministry of the church.
That our brothers Javier, Thomas, and Javier may draw closer to Christ and be enabled to witness to him in the world. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That our brothers may share the burdens of men and always be able to listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That our brothers may become ministers of the church who will strengthen the faith of their brothers and sisters by word and example, and gather them together to partake of the Eucharist. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That the Lord may send workers into his harvest and fill them with the gifts of his Spirit. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That all people may come to the fullness of peace and justice. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That all our suffering brothers and sisters who share in the passion of Christ may have freedom and healing. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That those who have died may experience eternal peace. In a special way, Marcelino Gonzalez, Jesucita Canales, Ruben Moreno, Mr. and Mrs. Gregorio Farias, and Olivia Rivera. And for our men and women in the military who gave their lives defending the freedom of all people. We pray to the Lord.
Be attentive, Lord, to our prayers for your sons, Javier, Thomas, and Javier, who wish to dedicate themselves to your service and to the service of your people in sacred ministry. In your love, graciously bless them. that they may persevere in their vocation, and that in holding fast with undivided charity to Christ the priest, they may be worthy to take up the apostolic mission through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
Amen.
Sanctify by the invocation of your name, we pray, O Lord our God, this oblation of our service, and by it make of us an eternal offering to you, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For with your only begotten Son and the Holy Spirit, you are one God, one Lord, not in a unity of a single person, but in a trinity of one substance. For what you have revealed to us of your glory, we believe equally of your Son and of the Holy Spirit, so that in the confessing of the true and eternal Godhead, you might be adored in what is proper to each person, their unity in substance and their equality in majesty. And so, for this is praised by the angels and archangels, cherubim too, and the seraphim, who never cease to cry out each day as with one voice they acclaim, You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice. And once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly, we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope,
me, your unworthy servant, and all the clergy.
Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ.
Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
And now let us pray together as Jesus taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit. Let us all return to the Son.
Peace be with you. Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Hello, I'm Father Pete Alisadro, Rector of the Corpus Christi Cathedral. And on behalf of Bishop Mulvey and the Cathedral family, we want to thank you for joining us for the celebration of the Holy Eucharist. May God continue to bless you and all of your loved ones with His love, peace, and joy. And may you always know how we carry you always in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you and keep you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, a part of your life, providing advanced quality care and vital services close to home and dedicated to keeping South Texas healthy and strong. More information is available at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast. If you have been blessed by our efforts and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.